So, what do you guys think about dead people?
They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I plan to be one someday.
Yeah.
Somewhere all
do you want to be buried, cremated, thrown in the ocean, lake, river? What
space.
Do you want? Space?
Thrown in space.
All right. I'll get a hold of Tom Cruise because, you know, we're best buddies. And we'll get you to space, buddy. All
right. Thank
we'll
you.
Get you to space.
Thank you.
Yep.
You can cremate me or you can just toss my body out.
What?
Wait, no. My body gets cremated by burning up in the atmosphere.
So you want to be a shooting star?
I want to be a shooting star.
Did you know that shooting stars are probably feces from people that are up in space?
Did you know that a shooting star is not a star at all?
It is shit in the sky. What the fuck is
yeah.
This
is,
podcast has become
this
something
is on you guys.
This podcast has become something very, very I beg to differ, you didn't stop us. That's like saying that you're Frank Sinatra and you know that you're part that you're friends with people from the mob, but you still don't tell them, hey, maybe don't kill that guy over there.
Like
you're
saying,
Frank Sinatra right now. You knew. You have a career because of the mob.
No, that's like saying you have to take a shit, but you didn't know it, so you shit yourself, and then it's not your fault because you didn't know it.
That's like being in a nursing home. I'm not going to make that joke. Well, yeah, because they don't know any better. They're in a nursing home.
Yeah,
they don't have any pants either.
Why?
They don't have any. They just have diapers.
They have like sweatpants on. They don't have.
Ultra absorbent.
Yeah, ultra absorbent. Just like these movies that we've seen, ultra absorbent because there's a lot of blood.
I was gonna say honestly, it depends on which old person you talk to.
That's true.
They are crazy.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about two movies here. Intros, they just get fucking weirder and weirder every time. Deal with it.
Fuck, of course, fucking
wrong. Two movies. They kind of, they don't really correlate with each other, but they kind of have similar vibes. First one, The Pope's Exorcist, starring Russell Crowe and a couple other people. And then the next one's Evil Dead Rise. We're going to talk about The Pope's Exorcist first. This is basically a horror comedy. It's a possession horror movie. You guys, basically, this kid gets possessed by a demon, and Russell Crowe has to come save the day. And shit happens. Shit hits the fan. Kid almost dies. Family's very distraught about it. And Russell Crowe does save the day at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Whoopee surprise. But what this movie does really well is Russell Crowe, he's just kind of playing himself. He's just playing a wise-ass kind of dude.
He rides moped.
Like, the first scene that I saw him riding moped, I'm like, this is going to be a great fucking movie right here. And boy, it was. But this isn't a great movie, really. But it's an entertaining movie, nonetheless. And it's just a movie that you're going there. Watch a possession. You're watching Russell Crowe just do exorcist after exorcist. He's just fucking getting demons out left and right.
I exorcise you.
That's basically what it was. He's like, I am working for God. The power of Christ compels you. The power, you know, kind of like that.
I will say, though, I really want to see this movie more after the WrestleMania 38.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 38 intro. That was pretty cool seeing that before Edge and Finn Balor's Hell in a Cell match. That made me more hyped to see the movie. So
yeah,
I wanted to add that detail. So that was very nice to add.
Yeah. So strengths of this movie.
WrestleMania Hollywood.
Strengths of this movie: Russell Crowe, the kid possessed. Great. Tell a kid telling people to suck dicks and you're a fucking piece of shit. Love that. I mean, The Exorcist did it in 1973. Happened again here. Fucking amazing. the mother was really good in the movie too. She was just good. And like I said, Russell Crowe is really good. He's really funny in this movie, and his moped, fucking awesome. It's just funny as shit.
Next Batman.
But yeah, he literally is. But at the end of the day, it's another Exorcist movie. It's things that you've seen before, but this one's kind of a horror comedy. It almost feels like a superhero movie in a weird fucking way. I don't know how I make that correlation, but Russell Crowe, the priest, he just seems like he's a God-defying motherfucker, and that's what he is, because he's... No, he's Russell Crowe.
Still playing my game, FYI.
Yeah, no, but overall, this is a fun time. If you want to watch a good horror comedy movie, this is what it is for you. Like, and the creature designs for it, fucking awesome. Go see it. CGI is a little iffy sometimes, but what do you expect? This is a low-budget movie. And if you want to read about the actual dude, because apparently this is, like, a real dude that Russell Crowe played in the film.
Yeah.
So if you want to read about him, just search the movie and then look for the dude's name as Artmouth or some shit like that. I don't remember his name. But... he was literally a guy who worked for the Pope.
Didn't even know that was even a true story.
No. Evidently, he's got, like, fucking books and books and books written. So, if you're interested in that weird shit, go right ahead. Buy it. Pay for it. Read them. Watch this movie, because we need more horror comedy movies in this world. And better ones. Like, this one's good, but I want top-tier motherfucking horror comedies in here. But,
like Savage.
Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts or concerns on the first movie, Mitchell?
No, I thought it was great. It was everything.
It was just a fun time, right?
Probably my favorite out of the two, because WrestleMania really helped seeing that further. If anybody has not watched it, the intro to, like, Edge and Balor's match, I encourage you to. So, like I said, Russell Crowe just appears randomly. I'm like, why are you here? And they're advertising the movie for that, so that kind of made me more excited too. If you want, check it out. It's pretty nice.
Yes,
I'd watch this movie again
Some of my favorite movies to watch aren't movies that are the best movies in the world. Like, I would rewatch this movie probably once a week. It's just so stupid, but I fucking love it. Same thing for, like, Roadhouse. Roadhouse is kind of a bad movie, but it's so fucking entertaining. It's so fun. Like, seeing Patrick Swayze just ripping throats out of people, that's fucking top tier shit.
I can't wait for the new one.
I can't either, honestly. We'll talk about all that sometime. But, yeah, Patrick Swayze, and it's just, there's just good fights in the Roadhouse movie, too. So, like, Patrick Swayze is a bouncer, and he beats people up. That's the plot of the movie. The plot of this movie is a kid gets possessed. Russell Crowe needs to save the day. Pretty simple. Execution, really good. Scripts, very bad. Not very bad, but not the best. But yeah, Pope's Exorcist. Go watch it. You'll have a good time.
Whoa.
John, do you have any thoughts?
Yes.
Even though you didn't see it?
I think... that you should go exercise, because the Pope is an exorcist and he exercises people.
Well thought.
So if you go exercise, you don't have to worry about
God. Getting
demons. That is thought out very well. Yeah, that's very profound. I'm very proud of you, John.
Yeah.
All right, so that's out of the way.
Well, that's a girl.
We talked about the Pope's exorcist. Next, we saw Evil Dead Rise. It's been 10 years since they've made an Evil Dead movie. This is the fifth one in the series of whatever you want to call it. It's not really a universe, but you have the three main Evil Dead movies with Bruce Campbell. Watch those. You have the remake.
Why is it
girls? 2013. You have the remake in 2013. And then you have the TV show, Ash versus the Dead. The Evil Dead, which is a great show.
This one is it girls now.
I don't know. When is it,
it's
girls?
It's always been girls.
No,
it's always been
girls. Fucking
because, I mean, there were girls in this
fucking
movie.
Hell,
there were girls in this movie. Yeah. Yeah, but
they all died.
Evil Dead Rise.
Like these guys.
I thought this was a fun time. They haven't made anything bad in the Evil Dead universe. This is not my favorite Evil Dead movie, but that doesn't mean anything because I still really liked it.
This movie now?
This one? Yeah. It's not the best one by far. It's probably like it's probably ranks at like 5 in the series.
I mean, is there 5?
Or actually 4, I mean.
Sorry.
Maybe it does rank 5. It doesn't really matter. But it's not the best thing I've ever seen. I much prefer the 2013 one. But with this one, you just get good practical effects. I mean, you get some CGI stuff in there too, but you get a lot of just practicality, lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of
fuck you, buddy.
Like not a lot of jump scares, but a couple jump scares that were actually really effective. I like what they have done with these remakes. They've actually gave the characters like actually things to do or like actual stories. In the Evil Dead 1 and 2, all you get is Bruce Campbell's this guy. Don't know much about him. Kind of a pussy in the first movie. loses his hand. Second movie, wisecracking. Smart man, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Learn from his mistakes.
Not that it matters to my opinion, but when he found that chest, the book in the movie, this movie, was that supposed to be a reference to the old ones?
That's basically a reference to all of them, because
I mean, I only asked
a lot of these movies are this evil book gets opened up, and then what they're called are deadites,
yeah,
which is what possessed the mother in this movie, and that's just kind of what it is. And if they bite you or something, you get infected. So it's kind of like a zombie thing, but it's not a zombie thing because it's like demons controlling them. So it's just.
Well, I only asked
actually about... or well it's anything, like if you get scratched by them, like anything,
no, it yeah. With like the metal thing and the metal thing turns her into
a... mm-hmm.
I was just gonna say, because I noticed the photo of like a couple priests or whatever it was, and like that's supposed to be like a reference to the other ones, so I don't know.
I can't remember what the picture was, but I think there was references to that, so they did do a lot of that. So, like, at the end of the movie, you know, where the chainsaw comes in? Chainsaw is very prominent in this whole series. Like, remember when I was sitting in the car on our way back, and John was like, this isn't the bloodiest one? Well, the ending of the Evil Dead remake in 2013, well, there's some fucking blood with the chainsaw at the end of the movie. It's a beautiful thing. Like, that's what this series is. And is this just kind of an episode kind of on the series? Yes. But that's what this series is. It's a lot of blood. Like the first one, you see Bruce Campbell and just kind of him just fending for itself. But this, remember this, this is a low budget movie. The first one in 1981. It's a low budget movie. Don't have a lot of stuff. So a lot of the things kind of look fake. But there's almost a charm in horror movies, especially early in the 80s and shit like that. When they look fake, it just makes you feel gross and it makes it look gross.
Yeah, it's fucking
and that disgusting. And that makes you kind of almost immersed into that because you're like, holy shit. Like, in the first movie, you can see, like, it's basically rubber. Like, the faces and the eyes and shit like that. You can tell they're just cheap stuff. And that adds to the charm of the movie. And that's where Sam Raimi comes in. He produced Evil Dead Rise, and he's had a hand in every single one since the first one, because that was his first movie he directed, was Evil Dead, 1981.
Did he direct this one?
Yeah, no. He produced this one. I can't remember. Lee Cronin, I think, was his name, who directed this one. And then, I can't remember the 2013, it was Alvarez. I don't remember his first name. But, what did you do?
Otherwise, she went flying.
Nice. But yeah, Sam Raimi is very involved with all of these movies, even if he hasn't directed the last two. But these are his child. Like, this is how he got into making films. Like, the first Evil Dead movie, you see a lot of just fucking strange angles, fucking weird things that most directors would be like, that is a terrible shot. That's fucking terrible. Don't do that. Like, that's a terrible setup. Like, there's a scene where you're underneath Ash, which is the main character of the Evil Dead. There's a scene under Ash and you're just looking between his legs and then you see his face. It's a fucking weird angle. It's fucking cool, but it is really weird. And that kind of novelty kind of sticks in the series, oddly. But yeah. Like, the book, they open it up, shit happens. And then...
Creepy-ass book, Jesus.
Yeah.
What the fuck book's stupid-ass...
Yeah, the Book of the Dead, basically. Yeah, no. Exactly, like... Well, and then let's talk about this. Like, who the fuck sees this fucking old thing and they're like, oh my god, let me take this. I'm gonna read it. Like, every time... Every time if they do that shit in a horror movie, I'm just like, are you fucking serious? Like, you gotta be...
I mean, no one's gonna assume that's gonna unleash demons. Yeah.
But I mean, there's fucking teeth on this book. Yeah, why the fuck would you open... Yeah, and then the one person was like, "You fucking did this," and then it's like, "Yeah, that person fucking did. Danny did it. I think that was the name. Danny did it. Fucking Danny did it. You fucking listen, Danny fucking did it. If it wasn't for Danny, this movie wouldn't have happened." But the opening scene at the lake and the cabin. The opening at the cabin. Didn't really correlate with a lot of the movie. I mean, it at the very end of the movie does correlate with it, but it doesn't affect like anything that happens to the family that just basically got brutally murdered in this movie.
Yeah, I like how they just but, like, moved on.
I do like how they did connect the beginning and then the ending in an odd way, because yeah. So that saying that. The title sequence is just these three people. One, the woman was possessed by a deadite, killed those people, and then Evil Dead Rise goes up in bright red. That was really cool looking.
That
was really fucking cool. Like, even though it had nothing to do with the rest of the movie, that was fucking awesome.
That's a nice little intro.
And then the end, again, like right at the very end, like you see this woman, we're gonna go to this cabin, blah, 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 blah. I mean, and that's what we saw in the title sequence was that woman, because she got possessed. But I, at the end of the day, I like this movie. It's not the best Evil Dead, but there's enough blood and gore to satisfy me. Or a horror fan, or an Evil Dead fan, because like these two, they haven't seen any of the Evil Dead movies before. So like, you don't need to see any of the other Evil Dead movies to understand anything that happened in this movie. Yeah, John, I think you'd appreciate them a little more than Mitchell.
Yeah. You think I appreciate them more than Mitchell? Maybe.
I mean,
I've already four.
I don't know if you hated this movie or liked it or what, but
check out the posters.
Die Already 4. That's a great tagline.
It is.
But I enjoyed this movie. It fits into the series really nicely. Honestly, I think you would like the Evil Dead movies with Bruce Campbell better than this one.
I bet I would. I don't know.
Because there's a lot more comedy in those movies. Like, there's a couple things that kind of make you chuckle in this, but this is far from, like, a comedy movie. So, yeah. The third one in the Evil Dead series, Army of Darkness, is literally a straight-up action comedy movie. Like, Ash gets propelled into a medieval fucking place, and then he's basically slaying skeleton people the rest of it. It's fucking hilarious.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and because these people in the medieval thing, they don't know what guns are. It's pre-guns, pre-gunpowder. They're like, what the fuck is this? And then Ash is like,
what is
this? This is a boomstick! And, yeah. Yeah, and that they thought he was a prophet, and I should bought in on that. I don't really have much to say other than it's a good movie. And
watch me kick this guy out of my club.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. All you gotta do, go see this, because I want to see more horror movies in theaters. But not like this, but I want to see horror movies, especially with Pope's Exorcist. I want to see more horror comedies. I need to see this shit. I love horror movies, and if people don't go see these fucking movies, they won't get made. And if they do get made, they're gonna be terrible. That's just that. So see this fucking movie, watch the series, get immersed, love life. And don't open any evil fucking books.
Yeah, especially with teeth, you fucking morons. Anyway, goodbye. Good night.
Bang, bang. Any final thoughts, John?
I will say, the thing that makes these movies kind of interesting to me, like the possession movies.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a super religious person or anything like that, but I believe in the possibility of God. And if God exists, that would mean that demons actually exist in a certain, I don't know, weird realm.
In a certain aspect, yeah. In a
certain aspect, you know, like there'd be a spirit world or something, which would mean that these movies are based on a certain reality, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, good to think about.
You know?
Yeah. We'll end on that. Bye, motherfuckers.